Okay, I'd like to talk about today a topic that has a couple of different advantages for us. One is that it helps us to kind of sum up some themes that are relevant both to Havdalah and to Kiddush and their relationship to each other, and also a topic that's relevant to Hilchot Tisha B'Av, and specifically Hilchot Tisha B'Av that falls out on a Sunday, as the case is here, unless we're able to turn things around in the next few weeks. I never want to assume it's going to be a Tisha B'Av. But right now on the calendar, we're scheduled to have a Tisha B'Av on a Sunday. And the halachos regarding that and Havdalah are quite fascinating. It's not necessarily always appreciated just how much of the background there is to this particular question. So hopefully today we'll try to get some perspective on that. And hopefully it should just be theoretical, but in case it ends up being practical, so we'll have this to inform what it is that's going on. So the Gemara on Daf Kuvav and Tzachim and Daf Kuvayin kind of spans the whole Daf there. The Gemara talks about the concept of continuing to recite both Kiddush and Havdalah after their ideal times. So we know that, setting aside the question of Kiddush Rabbah, the second Kiddush, the Rabbanon that we spoke about, but the primary Daraisa Kiddush of Friday night is recited Friday night. And Motzoi Shabbos, we recite Havdalah. However, the Gemara assumes that for both of them, it's still possible later. Now, exactly how much later is a little bit of a murky point, so we'll come back to that. But let's assume, just for argument's sake, that at least for the whole next day, one could recite both Kiddush and Havdalah respectively. So we've talked about a little bit in the past, and there's more to say about it, that there is a discussion a number of Achronim have. And, for example, in the Sechemet has a lengthy discussion about this. And in the Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah, which is a Sefer of the Adaris on the Sefer HaMitzvos, and it's already brought up in the Rishonim, what exactly is the nature of this din? And is it the same for both of them? So we have, in other areas of Halacha, perhaps most prominently in Hilchos Tefillah, so we have a concept of Tashlumin. We have a notion that if I don't daven bizman, so at least under certain circumstances, at least if it was the situation of shogeg, for example, so then I have a makeup slot that I can replace the tefillah that I missed with an additional tefillah the next time. So is that what's going on here? Is there a concept of tashlumin for Kiddush, for Havdalah? What do you think? What's your initial impression? Is that what we're talking about? The idea that Kiddush or Havdalah could be recited at a later time than we would normally choose to do so, is that an example of Tashlumin? Is it comparable to Tefillah, same kind of mechanism? Yeah, Ari? Okay. Okay, very good. So as is typical with Ari's comments, there's a lot packed into that initial opening statement. And there's a lot to try to unpack in terms of what you put on the table with that. So one thing, just to note, so the question of what exactly are the parameters, it's true that from the Gemara we don't get a clear sense as to it being limited by how justified you are. So is it simply only in a situation of shachach, or would it apply also to a mezid? Is this a concept that has any kind of limitations on it as far as how far you can go? So that's an important question in the halacha, which is somewhat subject to a debate among the Rishonim, the Tur, and others talk about different views about this question. So you're right to highlight that question, that if we're going to stick closely to a model of Tashlumin, so then that would prompt the question of what circumstances allow me to do it. Am I always able to, is it always possible for me to recite Kiddush the next day, for example? Is it always possible for me to recite Havdalah the next day, or is it only if I have a good enough excuse? So that certainly is one question. Another question to try to understand is, really, first of all, are they the same? And this is a part of what all of those Svarim that I mentioned before raised, that should we assume that Kiddush and Havdalah, even though they're mentioned together in the Gemara, but should we say that Kiddush and Havdalah are for the same reason? Are they working off the same conceptual framework? So what factors would you think affect that question? Why would I say one way or the other? Are there differences that might indicate one way or another? Some things to consider are, first of all, are they related mitzvahs to begin with? That's a part of why this is a good kind of closing topic or one of our final topics, because it does draw upon understanding what Kiddush is about and what Havdalah is about and whether they're the same. And so if, say like the Rambam, for example, that Kiddush and Havdalah are both parts of the mitzvah zachar, so the Shabbos Lekadsho. So that would certainly seem to be noteworthy here. If we assume that Havdalah is a different function than Kiddush, so then that probably puts it in a different kind of category. And this is something that the Svarim highlight. So it makes sense to say, logically, that if Kiddush is the idea of being fulfillment of Zachar Shema Shabbos Lekadsho, so then it makes sense that it really applies the whole day. And we discussed in the past the truth of the Chassam Sofer that in fact it maybe even makes more sense as the day goes on. That as the Kedusha gets more and more entrenched, so then the notion of remembering that Kedusha, of highlighting that Kedusha, is even more appropriate. And it's just the technicality that we need to have Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos that will also discharge a basic obligation. That means we're going to make Kiddush at the beginning. But were we not to make Kiddush at the beginning, so then it makes sense that Kiddush is equally relevant, is equally appropriate later on. So it sounds like, maybe this itself isn't a perfect example, but it sounds like Kiddush, making Kiddush any time over the course of Shabbos, is not necessarily comparable to missing Shacharis and Davening Mincha twice, but rather it's more comparable to not Davening Shacharis at Dafikin and Davening at 8 o'clock. That there would have been a reason to Daven earlier, and perhaps that would have been ideal, but the mitzvah is still in play later on. So it's still there to be fulfilled without any need for recourse to Tashlumin. But Havdalah, if Havdalah is different conceptually, so then we have to figure out exactly what makes sense. So does it make sense to say that Havdalah applies conceptually any time after the immediate period surrounding Motzei Shabbos? To say surrounding could actually be earlier. The Gemara says both regarding Kiddush and Havdalah that they could be done while it's still light outside, technically. So it could mean surrounding from either side. But does it make sense conceptually to have Havdalah separated at all from that immediate circle around Motzei Shabbos? And if it doesn't make sense conceptually, so then we'd have to assume that the makeup is more just that, a makeup, it's a tashlumin. That really it was supposed to be at that time. But if it didn't happen at that time, so Chazal allowed for a makeup later. here, it seems like it's a complicated terrain for a few reasons. That if you want to say that it's comparable to Shabbos, like the Rambam, for example, that it's a part of the same mitzvah of Shabbos, Zachar, B'chnitzoso, U'b'yitziyoso. So then, it's hard to see how that fits after Shabbos is long in the past. When you are close to the time of Shabbos ending, so to say that you are remembering it on the way out, so that makes sense. Once we are too far removed from Shabbos itself to say that it is somehow a fulfillment of Zachar, B'yitziyoso, is tricky. However, if you say it's something else, then it's also tricky. Because if the idea is that, no, it has its own nature to it, and we discussed a few possibilities that we won't really want to delineate the point which we transition from Shabbos to Chol, either because that prevents us from doing Melacha by having a clear marker when we can and when we can't, or it announces our post-Shabbos, even not doing Melacha, as simply circumstantial rather than intentional. We gave a few possible explanations. But then it all really seems to make most sense, having it as some connection to the transition from Shabbos to Chol. It would seem like having it too far away is going to be hard to conceptually fit into really any of our understandings of Hodala. Except to note two points. One is that if we say that it's not a part of Zachar Soma Shabbos Bekatcho, so then it just means that if we assume it's Darbanan, we saw the other day there are a couple of other Daraisa possibilities for Havdalah, but if we assume that Havdalah is Darbanan, so then just the whole notion of Tashlumen perhaps is a little bit more understandable because basically Heimamru Veheimamru, that the rabbis who told us to make Havdalah also created a slot for Tashlumen. If you say that Havdalah is Minha Torah, so then the Tashlumen has to either be a separate tier, a Rabbanan addition that Chazal for some reason made a Tashlumen for this mitzvah Minha Torah that's not inherent in the mitzvah, or you'd have to say that we don't have a concept of Tashlumen, and that just like Kiddush doesn't need it, it just applies throughout. So too, Havdalah doesn't need it. But like you said, that's a little trickier, because how does it make sense to keep making Havdalah, well, as long as Shabbos is getting further and further in the rearview mirror, how does it make sense to say that Havdalah still applies? So one of the major factors you're going to have to nail down in order to try to understand this is the question of just how much time do you have to make Havdalah. So here, if you saw in the Gemara, so this is kind of murky, because there are basically three possibilities as to how much time you have. And it's a little bit of question of Girsos, so in our Gemara it comes up at least two ways. But then you see the Rishonim, you see that the Rishonim have different Girsos in different Gemaras. So without trying to work out right now exactly where you find your statement, because it's quite complicated, but we have at least three possibilities as to how long the period goes when you can make up that. What would the three possibilities be? So one possibility, yeah, all
right.
Right, so that's one possibility. Kava Yom Kulo, that gives you all of Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so that's the third, you did the second and the third possibility. Or unless you have another possibility.
I was going to say, like, that gives you eight before
the technology. Ah, right, that's also a functional issue. Right, that may make a difference. Setting that aside, just as far as measuring time, so the three possibilities essentially mentioned, either it's called Yom Kulo, it's the whole day, or it's the whole week, called Shabbos Kulo. But what's really clear from the Gemara is that the whole week probably doesn't mean the whole week, it means up into the week. That there's a part of the week you could divide a week in half and say that a part of it is associated with the previous Shabbos and a part of it is associated with the coming Shabbos. So essentially it really means midweek, And that itself probably means Tuesday. That's the Kalim. The Rambam points out that that's presumably what we mean. So halfway into the week, before you start crossing the border into the next half of the week, into the beginning of the next Shabbos, so then it probably means as far as that. It's a helpful position to be aware of. And the Mukhi Yosef and Brachos is a manuscript that was printed recent decades. It's not printed in the Gemara. But the Mukhi Yosef to Brachos, an opinion that as far as Shnayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum. So that's always a challenging mitzvah. This is the Rabbanan to try to get the whole parsha in. So it's up to you whether you think it's a cooler or a chumra to have more time. It's a laser fresh start when you try to get in the next week, or to try to get as much as you can in even after Shabbos is over. So there is one view in Rishonim that up until midweek of the next week is still associated with the previous Shabbos, and people still do Shnayim Mikra under that framework. So it's not the popularly accepted view that there is such a position in some Rishonim. So when it comes to Havdalah, so that might be a possibility as well. So conceptually, here it gets a little challenging, because if you say it's just Sunday, so then, okay, maybe we can understand it better conceptually to say that it's not Tashlumin. Right, and to say that essentially, yes, the whole day is all just one unit. So as long as it's still the day that follows Shabbos, that's called Motzoi Shabbos, the whole day is Motzoi Shabbos, and therefore, just like Kiddush makes sense the entire Shabbos, so too Havdalah makes sense the entire Sunday. That's all still Motzoi Shabbos. If you're going to stretch it beyond that, like we assume Lahalacha, and if you're going to say that it can go to the middle of the week, then it sounds like we're already talking about Tashlumin. Now, it's interesting, similar a little bit to what we saw by Kiddush Rabba, it sounds like the Rambam is kind of coming from both angles here, because the Rambam, who understands Havdalah to be a part of the Mitzvah HaTorah of Zachar Shema Shabbos L'Kacho, so it's harder to understand extending it to the middle of the week. The Sunday makes more sense because, A, that we can somehow see within the rubric of Zachar Shema Shabbos L'Kacho, if we didn't say the whole day is part of Motzei Shabbos. And then it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, so we're not necessarily going to have the Tashlumin. To extend it to Thursday, so that challenges us on both those fronts, but the Rambam, that challenges it to Tuesday, rather, challenges us on both those fronts. But in Chidami, the Rambam does have that. But so perhaps he's referring to two elements within Havdalah, like we also discussed, that maybe there is the Kiyum and Zachar Shema Shabbos L'Kacho, and there's also an additional element of Havdalah that is Drabanan and is subject to Tashlumin later in the week. So it's very interesting for us this year, is that at the moment we're scheduled to have a Tisha B'Av on Sunday, in a few weeks. So what happens when that's the case? And starts Motzei Shabbos, so we're not able to make Havdalah HaKos Motzei Shabbos. So what do we do? So we know from experience, Tisha B'Av is very often on Sunday. It's only four choices when it can be, and half of them are Sunday, because either it's a Nidcheh, as is often the case, it fell out on Shabbos and was pushed to Sunday, or less frequently like this year, it actually is Sunday. But two of the four choices are Sunday, so it's pretty common that Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday. So we've all seen what we do, that we make the Ner Motzei Shabbos, but the Havdalah Lakos, and we also say after Chametanos, we do Havdalah B'Tfilah on Motzei Shabbos, but as far as Havdalah Lakos, so that waits until Sunday night. So if you look at that's what's brought, it's one siman, the whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, of course, and God talks about what to do, it's the only thing in the siman, and the Magen Avraham talks about why that is. But what's not necessarily appreciated, this is a big discussion in the Rishonim, because we got to learn the stuff, so we see that the Rishonim are very animated about this question. Because if indeed, at least conceptually, if the issue is that it's only going to be one day of the grace period. So then what is the reason to make Havdalah after the kindness is over? Then we're past the 24-hour mark. So how do we understand why Havdalah should be recited then? So this was an issue in the Rishonim. And some of the Rishonim felt, indeed, that it should not be recited then. And there are a few ways of saying this. One way is to say that it's just past the Yizmah, and that those who feel like you only have 24 hours, so the clock expired. So it shouldn't be recited then. Another approach is to say that it doesn't need to be recited then, because this goes back to the Gemara Maseches Brachos. This is the approach that the Ramban expressed, and he's quoted, he says in the Sefer Torah Adam, where he talks about the Avelos, and Avelos of the public, and Avelos of the private. So there he says that we don't need to make Havdalah Holocaust Motzi Shabbos, around Motzi Tisha B'Av and Motzi Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, because the Gemara told us that there was a whole back and forth at one point in history, that they had Havdalah Holocaust, and then it was too expensive to make wine, to make Havdalah on wine, so then they instituted it in Tefillah, and then when they got a little bit better off financially, so then they moved it back to being Holocaust, and then it became hard again, so back to Tefillah, and they decided, okay, let's keep things constant, we shouldn't always be moving back and forth between Adiyas and Ashivas. So therefore, we have it both. We have Havdalah B'Tzvila, and when possible, we have Havdalah Holocaust. So the Ramban suggests that we are together Ani. We're all Ani and Umarudim on Tisha B'Av, on the Tzvi Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. So we are like those who can't afford one. So therefore, we go back to that Tekufa. So therefore, it's as if there is no din of Havdalah Holocaust at that time. So according to the Ramban, you don't have to make Havdalah Motzi Tisha B'Av, because it's simply not applicable. So it doesn't matter how much time you have. So the Meiri, in the end of Maseches Tainis, has a long comment about this, about the whole issue, and about that particular comment of the Ramban. He writes, he thinks it was also the Beduchos, I didn't think it was a serious statement. And the whole question of how to explain why to do it, Matzai Tisha B'Av, if that's past the Zman, according to those who thought that that was either conceptually or even a Maisa appropriate. So it sounds like, well, it sounds like from the Magen Avraham, that this is because it was simply impossible for us to do it Motzoi Shabbos, so therefore we get a little bit of an extension, which correlates to the idea that some say that the idea that there should be a limit, if we're looking at it from a Tashlumin period, from a Tashlumin perspective, so that if you want to say it's one day and that's a Tashlumin day, so why should it stop after a day? So some explain because it kind of turns into a maze after that. Right? If you missed it up to a day, okay, so then we could say it wasn't their fault. We let a whole day go by. If that's already negligence or intentional, so then we can't allow Teshulman anymore. But when it was impossible, it was Tisha B'Av the whole time, it's not your fault. It doesn't say anything about your negligence. So then we could be more graceful. And we could say, okay, then could be more forgiving and say, let's say Tisha B'Av, you can do it. The problem is Rabbeinu David, if he had a chance to see it, so Rabbeinu David argues with that point, and he says, Adarav, that if it was impossible for you to do, let's say Shabbos, you shouldn't even need Tashlum. This was a big machlokas of the poskim in general, let's say when it comes to Tshila. And it comes up in Hochos Avelis, and it comes up in Hochos Osei, the Mitzvah, Patim, and HaMitzvah. Now, let's say if somebody misses a tefillah because he was on a hatzalah call. So you think, okay, that's a pretty good excuse, so you should be able to, for sure, make it up the next time. But others say, no, it's too good of an excuse. Oslik the mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. So you were patim. So if you're patim, you don't have to make up what you weren't obligated to do. So if we take this too far, to remain a dozen notes, if you want to say that you were patir Motzai Shabbos, so there's nothing to make up. It's not that, well, it's not your fault, we'll let you make it up. There isn't anything to make up. So he was challenged by that for that reason. And there are some who also note, he discusses this as well, that maybe you should say that if we follow this logic of we're correlating to when you are poor and when you're rich, and Tisha B'Av imposes an atmosphere of poverty on us, but we also have the tradition that that changes as the day goes on. So maybe by the end of the day, we're back to being rich again. So maybe that's why, okay, not Motzi Shabbos, but Motzi Tisha B'Av. But to that, as he points out, that really has the same problem, because if you were put there because you were poor, so then if you become rich later, you don't retroactively become chayiv again. It all should be defined based on that time. So if we decide Motzi Shabbos, you have the status of ani, because that's where Klal Yisrael was holding. So even if they are holding by a different place, by the time Tisha B'Av is over, it shouldn't matter. We should say you were off the hook for that reason. So this is really hidden machlokes, and not much people are aware of this whole background, what we do. Even if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says to do this, as to make Havdalah, and make Havdalah Matzai Tisha B'Av, and in the Magen Avraham, so it's all kind of shortened. So yeah, because you can't do it Matzai Shabbos, so it's appropriate to do it afterwards. And it's not your fault, so therefore it's appropriate makeup. So it's interesting that some of the Rishonim will say, well, it doesn't matter, it's not your fault, that's not a reason to make it up then, that's a reason to say, okay, then don't do it at all. And some discuss maybe you should do it Shabbos afternoon, that if the idea is that it's possible to do it Shabbos afternoon, so then maybe that's a better solution. Shabbos afternoon you'll be able to make Chazal al-Hakos. And then don't have to get involved in the whole Tashlumin concept. And that provoked the discussion, which the Meiri talks about and others talk about, that maybe that's a bad idea, because then maybe that will bring in the tightness in the middle of Shabbos. And maybe by doing that, you will create the dividing line between Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, and maybe that will bring in Tisha B'Av. And others didn't think that was the case. So it's interesting, Halacha L'maisa, that's what we do, that we do recite Havdalah Matzai Tisha B'Av, despite the fact that we have a lot of the Rishonim thinking it doesn't really make sense, thinking that either it's too late or it's unnecessary in the first place, and it doesn't have to be recited or doesn't have a place then. So I wonder if maybe Alpi Derech interpretation, we could say that the reason that we have adopted this practice, I mean, one could have said that if it's a big machlokes, so Safek Brachos Lacha, that maybe the more understandable approach would be to not make Havdalah. And that we do Havdalah B'Tfilah, so we have that, we have the Iker Hadin of the thing. And to make Havdalah L'Chos, maybe we shouldn't do because of the Machlokes. So it's interesting that the Minig has developed this way, as the Shulchan Aruch records, to make Havdalah Matzai Tisha B'Av, despite all these issues. So I wonder if there might be some element of what the Rebbeinu David discusses, even though he dismisses it, that the idea that there is a mood change in the middle of Tisha B'Av, and that over the course of Tisha B'Av, we transition from Aniyus to Ashiyus, that we do take on a somewhat of a different atmosphere. So maybe there's value to highlighting that, that maybe to have the public Havdalah immediately after davening on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, so maybe there's value to kind of announcing just how much we've changed, just how much we've covered from the beginning of Tisha B'Av to the end of Tisha B'Av. Now, that's a little speculative, and it's also only going to be relevant when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. Tishvah on a different day of the week, we won't be able to make that announcement. Maybe in a Hanami, maybe the value that this Havdalah has in calling attention to how things have become more hopeful and more optimistic over the course of Tisha B'Av, maybe that's why the practice has settled on that possibility, despite the fact that many of the Rishonim questioned it. Okay, so we'll stop there. Again, stay tuned as far as tomorrow. We'll be in touch as far as what we can work out. And everyone should have a wonderful day. It should be only good things. See you soon. Mm-hmm.